On Wednesday of this week, Tech Valley Center of Gravity will be hosting an event entitled The Business of Digital Games, Understanding the Business of the Industry. WOOC correspondent Aaron Patinati recently sat down with Holly Cargill Kramer, the director of Tech Valley Center of Gravity, to discuss that event.
I'm Aaron Pednati, and today I'm interviewing Holly Cargill Kramer about an event on the business of digital games that is going to be held at Tech Valley Center of Gravity in Troy on Wednesday. Holly is the executive director of Tech Valley Center of Gravity, a makerspace, business incubator, prototyping center, and creative community located in the heart of downtown Troy, New York. She has over 25 years of executive-level service in not-for-profit management and communications with a focus on membership organizations, professional and trade associations, and higher education. As executive director of Tech Valley Center of Gravity, she serves as chief executive and operations officer, overseeing day-to-day operations, fiscal management, and membership recruitment and retention and governance. Holly, thanks very much for taking the time to sit down with me today. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Aaron. Happy to be here.
So to start out, can you tell us about the event that's going to be held this Wednesday? The title is The Business of Digital Games, Understanding the Business of the Industry. In what ways is the event going to address these topics?
Well, just to back up a little bit and talk about why we're even holding the event, we've had a number of other events regionally in recent months, including a meeting that Economic Development Chair Howard Zemsky, or Commissioner Howard Zemsky, held here in Troy, the Small Business Summit that the City of Troy held, and a few other events that have really indicated that there's clearly a cluster growing of digital game businesses in the region, and specifically in Troy. One of the things that I kept hearing at those events was from the design or from the game studio owners, was that they really had a need for a pipeline to the kind of talent that they needed to build the industry in the region. In order for that industry to continue to grow, there needed to be a better pipeline towards that talent. And I think that the talent is there here in the region, but sometimes we don't know what each other need. And that without that understanding of what that pipeline needs to have in it, it's going to be a little emptier. So we decided, working with Ben Chang up at RPI with the New York State Digital Game Hub grant that RPI administers, that there was a need for something that was really connected to the business of game design, not just hackathons and teaching the skills of coding and things like that for digital games, but also to really enhance awareness of the other things that were needed for the industry. So we decided to focus an event on the business of digital games with the idea of helping people understand what skills and talents are needed in the industry and what kinds of employees or contractors are needed in the industry. I think often game developers will hire on and ramp up and hire on consultants and freelancers as they build up towards a launch, and then they'll be either layoffs or the contracts will end and whatnot. So there's a gig economy there that a lot of people don't understand and know about either. So we ended up partnering with the Upstate Alliance for a Creative Economy on the event as well, to bring freelancers in the music and art and event and, all kinds of different freelance and creative people into the event as well, to really help people understand what the needs are in the industry and what actually happens inside a game design business.
So it's partly about putting together a business network infrastructure that's capable of responding to the collective demands of the industry in the area?
That's a perfect description, Aaron.
Okay, thanks. So can you give us a sense of what the panels, the workshops, and the speakers are going to be about?
Sure. We're going to start with, once the program really gets underway, our first session is going to be a panel of executives from most of the game design or the digital game businesses in the region. Not just game design, but businesses that serve game design industry as well. So we'll have folks there from First Playable, from Vicarious Visions, from Valon Studios, from Catapult, from Mad Glory. I don't want to leave every, the danger of starting to make a list is that you're going to leave someone out of it. Mm-hmm. But pretty much all of the digital game studios in the area will have representation on the panel and talk about just that, who they are, how they grew, what they do, what they need, and how they work.
So from what I've read about the event on the website for it, it says it's going to explore the breadth and depths of the digital games ecosystem in Tech Valley. So you tell us a bit about Capital Region Tech Valley game industry. How big is it, and what sort of game companies and development projects does it include?
Well, now that's kind of an interesting question, because I think everybody's still trying to get a grasp on really how big it is. I think there's a lot of, there's a lot of awareness of the studios that are out there, but there's not necessarily as strong an awareness of the entrepreneurs, the startups out there that are just digital game designers that are trying to get on their feet, and the support network of companies that have arisen that are contributing to that as well. So putting your finger on exactly how big it is has been difficult. The exciting news that I actually have to share with you is that we just made an announcement today that Andrew Kennedy, the president of the Center for Economic Growth, is going to join us on Wednesday. And during our welcome, we'll announce the results of a survey of the digital game industry in the region that was designed to actually give us some facts and figures on that can really be used to help build support for the industry in the region. So while our incidental information clearly is that it's very strong and that there is a cluster here in Troy, the survey results, I think, are going to be very interesting and probably help us really support that with the actual numbers.
So part of what this is also about as an event is creating that sort of big picture, macro analytical picture of what's the actual state of the industry in Tech Valley.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. So do you expect digital games development to be a growing part of the Capital Region economy in the near future?
Definitely. I think it's going to continue to be a growing part of our economy, and including in that gig economy with the freelancers and the whole creative economy thing. It's going to continue to grow. In order to help that on a little bit, we're trying to encourage entrepreneurs in this by providing a breakout, what we're calling them dig down discussions for entrepreneurs, for technical and for creative people in the industry, as well as hearing from Brian Corrigan from Mad Glory, who started a game design business and then grew that successfully and then pivoted into an organization that actually supports game design businesses. Mm. So he's really going to give us a demonstration or talk to us about how there's more to it than just the design part. There's a lot more to the industry than just game design.
So if you're someone with game design skills listening to this right now, what can you get out of coming to this event?
Well, one thing that you can get out of it, I'm sure, is connections and an idea of where you might make additional connections in the industry. At the conclusion of the event, we're having a networking session where all of those studios will have tables, as well as our sponsors, who are the Center for Economic Growth, HRFM, and Innovate 518, which is the regional hotspot in the area, as well as the city of Troy. And they'll have tables of and the International Game Designers Association and the Tech Valley Game Space will have tables during the networking reception where folks can speak to representatives one-on-one. So they can talk to people from the studios, make connections there, learn a little bit more and about what possibilities there are to work there.
Sounds great. So if people want to go, how can they get tickets?
They can get tickets through our Facebook event, which is part of, can be found on Tech Valley Center of Gravity Facebook page, or they can Google the business of game design. I'm sure it will come up, or go to Eventbrite, but there's a link, bit.ly/bizofdigitalgames. We'll get them to the registration. It is free, but we're encouraging people to register for it in advance, because if they register in advance with a $10 donation to Children's Hospital at Albany Medical Center, they also will get a free parking pass.
Oh, I see. I saw the $10 on the website, and I figured that there was actually an admittance cost, yep. But that's just an optional donation.
It's an optional donation that will get that will ensure them a seat and get them a parking pass.
I see. So registering is a good idea, and mm-hmm. donate if you want.
But certainly we will take walk-ins. It's at 33rd Street on the corner of Broadway and 3rd Street in downtown Troy. But we do expect that it may fill up. So advanced registration is a good idea.
Well, thanks again for this interview, Holly. Very best of luck to you with your upcoming event. And to the members of our listening audience, tune in at the same time next week for another interview with Holly about Tech Valley Center of Gravity and what it's all about.
If you're just tuning in, that was Holly Cargill-Kramer, the director of Tech Valley Center of Gravity.